We are joined this morning by former Appalachian State basketball standout Omar Carter and also physician Dr. Rohit Mehta talking about something called sudden cardiac arrest. And to tell us a little bit about that, and even Omar has a story to share with us, we're going to get into this a little bit. Omar, take us. You were only 25 years old when this occurred with you, right?
That is correct. I was only 25.
Tell me exactly how it happened. Take us back to that day in July.
Sure. So it was July 11th, 2013, to be exact. And I remember being on the court or walking into the gym. Don't remember that much afterwards, but passed it to my friend, passed it back to me, and it was that extra pass. He laid it up, and I collapsed. And after I collapsed, Kelly Thomas, ICU cardiac nurse, that just so happened to be at the game, did CPR on me for about 13 minutes. And it was after 13 minutes that I slipped into a coma, or I went to the hospital. Slipped into a coma for some time, for about 3 days, excuse me. And now I'm here talking with you.
So obviously you survived. You've healed to a certain extent. Doctor, tell me, what exactly happened to Omar at that time?
Sure. Well, sudden cardiac arrest is a sudden loss of electrical activity of the heart. It becomes very disordered and disorganized to the point where the heart isn't stimulated in a pump-like fashion, but actually just quivers. And because of that, you're not able to deliver blood flow to your brain, to your kidneys, to all of your vital organs. And in Omar's case, he passed out and was dying. So different from a heart attack, you lose blood flow to the heart muscle itself. And the heart muscle dies. In those situations, there are definitely different treatments. Sudden cardiac arrest can occur in the setting of a heart attack, but oftentimes can occur, in Omar's case, very separately and very unpredictably outside of that.
What is the treatment for this, or is it even detectable beforehand?
Well, you know, I think one of the treatments is being an active participant in your health care. If you do have high blood pressure, treating high blood pressure, knowing your family history. So always be suspicious of family members who died early in life of, quote-unquote, a heart attack, because at that point in time, that was what everyone deemed a sudden cardiac arrest to be. But the other thing is that, number one, know how to do CPR, being an active participant in the chain of survival. And having the ability to do that for anyone that you may encounter becomes a critical piece to treating this.
Omar, I understand this has become a lifelong passion now for you to get the word out, let people understand. What things do you do to make sure people are aware of this?
Sure. So with the help of Dr. Mehta and some wonderful doctors and nurses around our area, we have started the OT Foundation. And what we do is we go into the community, we teach hands-on CPR to make sure not only that athletes but also families know the importance of CPR. We also teach AED education, how to use the AED machine, and also, you know, we want to give free EKGs, free ultrasounds, and then just a education about cardiovascular awareness in general. And I figured, you know, one thing I didn't know at the time was, you know, the importance of CPR. You know, we always take a class here in high school or a long time ago, and that's what we're seeing. You know, even people are scared to do CPR. What are the risk factors if I do CPR and somebody gets hurt, or just being they just don't know how to do it. So that's what we want to do, and that's what we're doing now.
Doctor, I know that they've sort of changed a little bit of what the part of it is. They're basically starting with compressions and avoiding the breathing part. Is that still where we're at? What's the procedure?
Absolutely. Great question. So, you know, it used to be that we would talk about mouth-to-mouth resuscitation or giving breath during the course of CPR. But literally looking at the science behind it, compression-only CPR becomes a critical piece. And it's going to sound funny to say, but you can actually deliver compressions to the tune of staying alive. Everybody knows the tune. But if you do it to that, you get the right speed of compressions to be able to circulate blood and thus oxygen to the vital organs, and in Omar's case, to be able to save someone's life.
Well, he was lucky that there was somebody in the crowd that actually was, you know, able to handle that. But your thought is to get more people prepared in case of an emergency like this. Where can they get the details, more information about what they need to do?
Absolutely. So, you know, a couple of things that I think are important. Number one, one of the active treatments we use for OMAR is something called an implantable cardioverter defibrillator. So not necessarily for everyone, but for him specifically, the subcutaneous defibrillator allowed him to be a little bit more free and active with his life. But, you know, go to OMAR's Foundation website, ocfoundationinc.org, or seek out your local American Red Cross or American Heart Association to look for places where you can become CPR certified. You can imagine that if everyone in the gym knew CPR and Kelly decided not to go to the game that day, Omar would definitely still be with us.
Again, our guest today, Omar Carter, and also Dr. Rohit Mehta. Thank you for sharing the details. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.